This is another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And you can find out more at the website, allbook-books.com. And it's been a few months now with a Substack page where I'm posting new and some old essays and poems. And you can subscribe for free. Link is at the website. And you can subscribe and pay by month or year. So I'm about halfway through a challenging book by Anthony Lowenstein, The Palestine Laboratory, How Israel Exports the Technology of Occupation Around the World. Not many books that in the evening after a certain hour I have to not look at it because it's so intense. Basically, surveillance technology, drone technology, all kinds of stuff like that that Israel specializes in, basically gets tested and has been being tested for a while on the on Palestinians and then exported into many other countries around the world. Basically, the line so far to sum up the book is the business of genocide. So it's very very disturbing reading, but I have a penchant for reading such stuff because I want to know, you know, what is going on, or what the F is going on sometimes. But not ready to do that full book yet, so I was kind of in between what to do, and the idea came to me to do something very simple and refreshing. I read this not long ago as part of another episode. It's a short little song, poem, however you call it, from a Dover Thrift Edition, Native American Songs and Poems, an anthology edited by Brian Swan from 1996. And it's called, however it's pronounced, I'll give it an attempt, Eutychia. I won't try to pronounce it. It's U-T-I-T-I-A apostrophe Q apostrophe S song. Guy's name, the Inuit, the peoples, the Inuit, so the guy's name, song. And the footnote said, Tuchiak went adrift on the ice while sealing, S-E-A-L, looking for seals, and only reached shore after a week of hardship. Now, this little song or poem is not what you'd expect from that footnote. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to comment on why I picked it. I am happy. This is good. I am happy. This is good. There is nothing but ice all around. That is good. I am happy. This is good. For land, we have slush. That is good. I am happy. This is good. When I do not know enough, it is good. When I tire of being awake, I begin to wake. It gives me joy. Now, albeit that's a translation, so who knows exactly. However, I find just the simplicity. Who can say that nowadays in their life? Who can express such simplicity about the day? Fill in the blank. There is nothing but all around. That is good. I am happy. It's such a simple song of contentment and appreciation for one's surroundings. And the other part I love about it is in this information age where everybody's an expert, when I don't know enough, it is good. When I don't know enough, it is good. Nowadays, there's a tendency to freak out and I go through it, information overload. I get addicted to the news and I have to pull myself away. So that can be my new mantra: when I do not know enough, it is good. And then the simple, when I tire of being awake, I begin to wake. It gives me joy. Yeah, I could say more, but it's pretty self-explanatory, so I'll read it one more time. I am happy. This is good. There is nothing but ice all around. That is good. I am happy. This is good. For land we have slush. That is good. I am happy. This is good. When I do not know enough, it is good. When I tire of being awake, I begin to wake. It gives me joy. I don't know what year or age this would be attributed to. The only comment I'll add is that right now, the Inuit, with the climate change, and, you know, they're going through their lifestyle for thousands of years is being challenged. So I guess there was a certain amount of slush at that time that was good. But nowadays, I don't know how much the slush is good for their typical weather patterns and hunting and seasonal and this and that. So I wish them well. There is actually, if you want to look up some more information on what's actually going on with the weather and other related topics, I know a little bit about the Gwich'in, G-W-I-C-H apostrophe I-N. I don't know if they're Inuit, but it says one of the most northerly indigenous peoples of the North American continent, living at the northwestern limits of the boreal forest. Only the Inuit live further north. Part of a larger family of indigenous people known as Athapascans. So if you actually want to read up on what's going on, some of what's going on nowadays, look up the Gwich'in. I know not long ago there was a push to preserve the land to help protect the caribou migration and such like. So for anybody who's in the activist frame of mind, that's something to check out. So thank you very much for listening, and may you feel happy and see the good.